to Grand Master Simo, all good Bodhisattvas, Dharma protectors, masters, senior reverends, reverends, Dharma assistants, Dharma brothers and sisters, and everybody watching over the internet. Greetings. My refuge name is Lin Xing Fussy, and my apologies to Grandmaster and those who can't comprehend English, as I was born in Australia and my native language is English, and my Cantonese is mediocre, if not confusing to some. I think we're very fortunate to be born in the same period when a living Buddha is present, and take this wonderful opportunity to learn from him. I only started learning Mandarin recently during training for reverends, as I was ordained in April this year. So regardless of a language barrier, I think that everybody can learn Buddhism. I'd also like to thank the True Buddha Translation team for putting up English articles on the internet. I'd like to thank Grandmaster, Masters and Reverends and my family for supporting me when I decided to be ordained. Thank you, everybody. Happy Halloween and good night.
Please leave the article to the other reverend so that it can be translated to English.
Yeah.
I mean, to Chinese Mandarin, so Grandmaster can understand. So this was talked about by the reverence earlier.
所有的助教，所有的同门，还有网络上所有的同门，他说大家好。
She introduced herself as Reverend Lin Xing. First, she said hi to Grandmaster and Simu and all masters and everyone here and over the internet. Her name was Lian Xing, waking up. The Chinese word Xing is waking up. And first of all, she would like to apologize to everyone because she was born and raised in Australia, and her native language is English. And her Cantonese is so-so. And sometimes when she speaks in Cantonese, sometimes he's having a hard time to communicate with those other people who speak Cantonese with her.
然后呢,她说她非常的,
she said she's very grateful to
活佛, 住世的时候出生,
to be born at the same time when there is an enlightened cultivator, a Buddha, and to take refuge after the enlightened Buddha, and to learn and practice his Dharma, and is very most fortunate for her to live at the same time. And her Chinese is recently being learned and practiced. So she's actually here for the new reverence training. Although she has troubles in her language, difficulties in her language, but she doesn't feel this is a blockage or obstruction.
那个真佛中的那个,
she would like to
翻译的,
thanks to the translators.
我不晓得他们的精确的名字是怎么样。 他说真佛,
the True Buddha's
翻译对,
translation team
将英文的那个,
to translate the articles from Grandmaster's books and Dharma lectures into English and to be posted on the internet. And she is very grateful to Grandmaster and all Masters, Reverends, and her families to support her. When she decided to take her monkhood ordination, she received all the supports, and she's hoping everyone to have a happy Halloween and a great evening.
Amitabha.
And pay our most greatest respects to Guru, Living Buddha Lianxian, and the lineage gurus, and the shrine, the three jewels of the shrine, and the main deity, the Mahakundi, Grandmaster Sumu, and all master, Dharma educator, reverends, and Dharma assistants, and all members, fellow disciples, and people through the internet. Good evening, everyone. And today is the Halloween, and wishing everyone happy Halloween. And this is the Halloween of the American. And when I first entered into America, Halloween is different from honeymoon. And honeymoon is actually the honeymoon for the couples. It's different from Halloween. And about a month ago, Grandmaster gave Maha Maruri empowerment. And Grandmaster has foreseen that there will be a earthquake disaster in Seattle. And at the time, there was Maha Maruri's Oma. And I asked Grandmaster and prayed to Grandmaster to actually prevent this earthquake from happening. And Grandmaster appointed me to cultivate the Maha Maruris to stop this earthquake. And we, the reverends and I over at the Rainbow Temple, used 2 days to efforts to gather the souls from four directions, north, south, earth, east and west, and about 4 kilos of them, and went back to the Rainbow Temple. And at the time, I really wanted to cultivate this Maha Maruri, but I received this phone call from the ladies from the LA, and they asked me to have second thoughts and request Grandmaster to actually do the Dharma. But in the Tantric Yana, we should follow the instruction from Root Guru, whatever he said. But after having a second thought, when you practice the Maha Maruri, you have to recite 100,000 times of Maha Maruri mantra and receive the responses. And you must have the spiritual response with Maha Maruri, and only then you can prevent the earthquake from happening. But asking myself, what if the earthquake happened before I actually receive the spiritual response? This is a huge responsibility. So a day before the Homa, I prayed to Grandmaster, and Grandmaster agreed. So Grandmaster actually performed the Maha Maruri's Dharma. So that all the souls from the four directions has sent back to its original location. So for the people who live in Seattle, in this lifetime, we can sit back and relax, so we won't see all these earthquake disasters. And actually, for the people from Vancouver, they actually benefit from this too. So we should be grateful to Grandmaster's compassion. In this lifetime, in this particular issue, I have mistake too. When I requested Grandmaster to perform the Dharma, I forgot to give offering. So this is my mistake. So every time we cultivate the Dharma, good practice, we always do supplication to request GM to stay in the Sahawar and to turn the Dharma wheel. And in order for us to listen to the Dharma from an enlightened cultivator, is precious. And we all know that in Tantrayana there are Nimapa, Garupa, Kayapa, and four different sectors. And we know that the Nimapa is the great perfection Dharma, and Garupa is the Yamadaka, and the Sakapa and the perfect wisdom, and Karagupa Mahamudra. So Grandmaster actually received the Padmasambhava's empowerments to have the Nimapa's great perfections Dharma and the Galupa's Yamadaka's empowerments. So Grandmaster actually received all these empowerments from these four sectors. So Grandmaster combined the four supreme Dharma of these four sectors. It's like the center of Tantra Dharmas. So we know, especially we have this Mahamurui's Dharma. And we all know that Buddha has three impossible, and one of it is cannot turn or eliminate fixed karma. But Mahamurui, when you practice the Mahamurui and receive spiritual responses, you can actually eliminate the fixed karma. And Grandmaster always said humbly that he only do two things a day, and that is writing his book and practice Dharma. And we know that Grandmaster write the Dharma to save and protect all the sentient beings. And we all know that Grandmaster always give his time to give consultation and give empowerment to all those letters and give Dharma speech and lectures. And in one of the verse in the supplication for GM to stay in the Saha war, it stated that follow precepts and cultivate and empowerment until reaching the other shore. And they are saying that once it was mentioned before, a cultivator like Grandmaster appears every 500 years. So from Sakyamuni Buddhas until now, it has been 2,500 years. And during this time, there are several cultivators who reached high position or well-known position. And they also preached a lot of sentient beings. But there's no one like Grandmaster in this lifetime can have 5 million disciples. And the Tantra Dharma spread it to 5 continents, gathered Tao, Mahayana, and Tantrayana in one, and Tantra Dharma in one, and using Chinese Mandarin to spread the Tantra Dharma. So in the past 2,500 years, Grandmaster is the only one. Of course, through this lineage gurus, from their experience, we can see Grandmaster's shadow. And we can see Grandmaster has been reincarnated as the lineage guru. And maybe in the future, he will reincarnate again to be another guru. And from reading Grandmaster's book and listening to his lectures, Grandmaster left massive of Tantric Dharma and Buddhist wisdom. So even if we use our lifetime, we are unable to learn and practice everything in this lifetime. So luckily, Grandmaster taught us that if you are able to deepen in one Dharma and receive spiritual response with that one Dharma, then you are able to receive responses with all Dharmas. So this is very auspicious opportunities. So we hoping Grandmaster to supplicate, we supplicate Grandmasters to long live in the Saha world and to benefit all sentient beings. And today's, I would like to mention that Grandmaster is so great. We should use our sincere heart to offer the great offering and to give magnificent procedure to pray to Grandmaster to long live in the Saha world. But can Grand Master actually stay in this Saha word. But for me, if I to answer this, I may say it's not necessary. Why? Because we are only praying but not actually caring and protecting Grand Master's health and leading Grand Master exhausted. So how can he long live when he's exhausted? And 2 years ago, and the All Masters meeting in Seattle, True Buddhist Foundation has mentioned, especially mentioned to have everyone agree and publish in the True Buddhist News to care and protect Grand Master's health and remind every chapter's temples and request their special attention. And of course, we know that Grand Master's health is very healthy and that he do 200 push-ups every day. And even youngsters are unable to do so. And when he do the two bars exercise, his body is very light. So it cannot be compared by the youngsters. But human's bodies are not made of metal. So as a disciple, we cannot make Grand Master to be exhausted. So if his body is exhausted, then it will be deteriorate. So in Seattle, we should give less worries to Grand Master. So for me, I'm considered one disciple close to Grand Master. So talk about my feeling. Grand Master is enlightened cultivator, and it's difficult to meet. So
we
met Grand Master, even though it's hard for us to realize that it's difficult to meet, but we actually met him, enlightened cultivator, so we should treasure this affinity. And some disciples said, oh, of course, we treasure Grand Master, and we ask Grand Master for blessing and asking to take pictures with him and invite Grand Master for dinner and give offering. But it's actually treasuring yourself. And asking Grand Master for blessing in ceremony, Grand Master gave blessing and applause to everyone. And after ceremony, it should be Grand Master's resting time. And sometime when Grand Master doing the Homa over at the Rainbow Temple, and after the Homa, and all the disciples know that after when you actually doing the Homa, you have to use wholehearted concentration and performing mudra or visualization fully. So after the Homa, when you do the Homa, you need all the energies and concentration and to perform this mudra and to use your heart and your mind to generate these powers. So after the Homa, and Grand Master always give lectures, and when doing the lecture, of course you need concentration and energy too. So after the Dhamma lecture, followed by the lecture, the empowerments came. And every time when Grand Master give empowerments, he always do a personal empowerment one by one. And you still need your mind and your energy. So after for one Homa, it exhausted a lot of energy. And once he exit the Homa main hall, then you can see two lines of people, disciples kneeling down, waiting for Grand Master to give empowerment. And Grand Master, when he's doing the empowerments, he has all the rukurus and personal deities and Dhamma protectors' blessing. And after the Homa and stepping down for the empowerment stage, and of course, it's Grand Master's resting time. For myself, I would like to be there and receive blessing from Grand Master, just like all the Vancouver disciples. And I only see Grand Master twice a week, and if there's no Homa, then I only see him once. And in the past, when Grand Master went out preaching outside of the Seattle, and when he's leaving the hotel, and in the morning, they all came down to kneel down the hotel, and in two rows, and hundreds of disciples waiting for Grand Master right before the
吃完早餐以后出来
breakfast
相同的场面
and after the breakfast then the same thing happened again the groups of people or disciples kneeling down waiting for Grand Master personal empowerment so even for me just by looking at it I feel my heart hurt when I see these events so there areGroups of people follow Grand Master and from the Homa Dharma Hall to the main hall and you can see people waiting and sometimes asking for consultation. But in the Tantric rule, Tantriana's rules, when Grand Master walking on the road, you cannot follow closely with your guru. And in the 50 praise of guru mentioned that you cannot step on Buddha's or guru's shadows. And sometimes the disciple may forget all these rules when they meet Grand Master. But we, as a disciple, should follow the rule.And then to take photos with Grandmaster, every time Grandmaster takes pictures with disciples, it's always lots of groups. And especially all the groups of disciples likes to take pictures with him. And it's understandable because of the rare opportunity. And because it takes them a long time and lots of money to come here and have the opportunity to meet with him.So we can understand that well, the willingness of taking the picture with Grandmaster. And for those people who has went to museum before, they cannot take photos with the flash. And because the flash will actually damage the displays. And I heard from the Europe disciples mentioned before the queen Diana, the Princess Diana got into the accident and when she was riding her Mercedes 500 and that's considered a strong car.
Strong.
And the driver drove very fast. And the paparazzi followed the car very closely and taking the pictures right in front of the driver's sight. So that's why it messed up the sight of the driver and got into the car accident. So the flash from the camera is something we should consider. And for Grandmaster's health, and he writes letters, he writes books and blessing the letters. So we should protect his eyes. So just by talking about it, I feel uncomfortable on my own eyes. And talk about inviting Grandmaster for dinner in general terms. Well, in general, eating should be a happy event. But when you sitting in front of the dining table 2 or 3 hours before the meal, Grandmaster has to answer lots of questions and consultations. So Grandmaster is so compassionate to answer their questions. And you can register to get consultation or write letters to the reply center for advice. A Grandmaster mentioned before, in this world, there's nothing to ask and there's nothing to worry. Therefore, Grandmaster, we know Grandmaster is an enlightened cultivator. He's not a fortune teller and it's not good for us to ask for consultation whenever you want. When you offer to Grandmaster, it's actually benefiting yourself. So in the Buddhist Sutra, if you offer someone who's enlightened, it's exceeding offering the merits offering to thousands of sahan. So offering grandmaster is actually planting your own merit seeds. So we what is grandmaster's? So we should not give adding worries to grandmaster. So what is the worries from grandmaster in Hong Kong's one of the chapter grandmaster gave speech that his worries that disciples cannot diligently cultivate and cannot liberate self from the suffering and the worries and cannot stop our own sufferings. So those are grandmaster's worries. And everyone has their own worries. And we have this great teacher and this his Dhamma. And if we concentrate and diligently cultivate his Dhamma, we can actually liberate from all these sufferings and worries. And the chapters and temples on all over the world will have people to help you on questions or advice or questions on the chapters, events. And as long as you are a human, there are worries and questions. So you should try to solve it yourself. Just don't throw it directly to Grandmaster or Simu. And Simu is helping Grandmaster and to solve all these problems and also the chapters. And it has been a long time, and we should also consider Simu's health. And there are a lot of difficulties and worries that Simu is putting on her own shoulders and taking care of it. And she's always trying her best to solve all the issues in this two Buddha school. And this is something that we should respect. And in Grandmaster and Simu's eyes, and all sentient beings are equal. And we are considered, they treat everyone as one king. So everyone thinks they are reasonable in their own way. So how can we tell or judge? So if we step back, then it will be peaceful in this world. But think about it, would there be ever be peaceful in this world? And sometimes Grandmaster went out and to do preaching. And it doesn't matter where he goes. True Buddhist Foundation always try to remind everyone to take care of Grandmaster's health and don't add worries or exhausting Grandmaster, and always consider and give him his own time and space. So don't add their burdens or worries. So today I'm mentioning this is to remind everyone to treasure Grandmaster's health, and Grandmaster's long live is our benefits and all sentient beings' benefits in this world. So Grandmaster writing books and practice Dhamma is to save all sentient beings. So Grandmaster actually blocked a lot of disasters, like earth, water, fire, and wind disasters. And especially the earthquake in California reduced. The huge earthquake reduced half. If not with our Grandmaster's blessing, then the earthquake may happen. And there are SARS or swine flu earthquake in Seattle and Indonesia's disasters and the 8A and AA flood. And to save the rescue the AA flood disaster, Grandmaster exhausted 500 replacement bodies. So Grandmaster, for those deceased ones in the AA flood disaster, they are not even Grandmaster's disciples, but Grandmaster treat them as the same. So the California's fire, they actually fax a lighter for Grandmaster's blessing, and starting from that day, the fire reduced. And to transform the wind direction. And there are many times that the typhoon was able to change its direction, and that saved a lot of sentient beings. And when Grandmaster came back, the Mount Helens mountain before its eruptions, and when Grandmaster came back to Seattle, the smoke from the Mount Helens stopped.
师尊呢这个
so there are,
很多很多人
there, are, 刚刚 there are many many things that is unmentionable and something some happening that Grandmaster did not mention before
这个停止这个暖化
like the global warming
现在慢慢
and Grandmaster actually stopped the Earth atmosphere from warming up so for Grandmaster's long live is actually benefiting the world and all sentient beings so that we hope everyone can consider this and to care for Grandmaster and Simu.
正空上师
Master Sakya 正空
十六世大法华王
16th Dharma King Karmapa
图登大吉上师
Master 图登大吉
敬礼修法主尊
Which to the mediate of tonight's practice 坦诚
三宝
Three jewels represent them
主持上师圆一上师师母
师母
各位上师教授师
educators,
法师
teachers,
讲师助教
lectures, assistant,
各位同门
assistants,
还有网络上
disciples, and
大家吉祥
disciples watching over the internet may all be auspicious
啊，今天呢我们继续讲
Tonight, we will continue to expound on the Platform Sutra with six patriarchs.
那么六祖说
The six patriarchs said,
善知识
Virtuous and knowledgeable friends, unenlightened,
佛是众生
A Buddha is a sentient being.
念悟时众生是佛
At the moment of enlightenment, a sentient being is a Buddha.
不知万法
Therefore, you must know that all dharmas are within our minds.
而不从自心中
So why can't we, from within our own mind, suddenly realize the original nature of true suchness?
我本
The Bodhisattva Precept Sutra said that originally,The self nature is pure.
戒成佛道
Upon realizing,
净明经营
self,
即时
true mind and the self nature,
then
you would attain the Buddhahood. And the Vimalakirti Sutra said,
我再念一遍呢
Just then, suddenly regain your original mind.
Virtuous
and knowledgeable friends, unenlightened, a Buddha is a sentient being. At the moment of enlightenment, a sentient being is a Buddha. Therefore, you must know that all dharmas are within our minds. So why can't we, from within our own mind, suddenly realize the true nature of true suchness? The sutra of the Bodhisattva precept said that our self-nature is pure. If we realize our own mind and see the nature, then we would attain Buddhahood. The Vimalakirti Nirdesa Sutra said, just then suddenly regain your original mind. The six patriarchs said,
单的给他换
Let me
就等于是给他解释一下
explain this statement
所有的
very simply
法的大善知识
So all the audience of the virtuous and knowledgeable friends
那你是众生呢
If you're not enlightened then you're a sentient being
那你悟了
But once you're enlightened
那么众生就是佛了
Then a sentient being is a Buddha
由这里可以知道
From this we can know that all dharmas are within our minds.
你何不从自己的心中
So why can't you from your own mind
去看真如
See the true suchness and the original nature.
有一本经叫做菩萨
There is a sutra that's called the Sutra of the Bodhisattva's Precepts.
他讲,
and it is written
自己的佛性就是清楚,
that the original self originally is pure.
佛性是,
if you realize that your original Buddha nature is pure, then you would be able to see the Buddha nature, then you would attain Buddhahood. And there is a sutra that's called the Vimalakirtinirdesa Sutra.
你那个时候,
and in it, is it written that at that time, then you would suddenly enlighten.
本来的心,
then you would regain your original mind.
简单的解释,
that's the simple explanation.
这里面提到菩萨戒经,
so it mentioned about the Sutra of the Bodhisattva Precepts.
叫做凡,凡,啊,一个,
the Sutra
底下一个凡, 凡天的凡,
is written like this in Chinese. Actually, it's called the,
就叫菩萨, 菩萨,
the Fan Wang Sutra. So the Sutra of the Bodhisattva Precepts, another name is the Fan Wang Sutra. And the other sutra, which is Jing Ming, which is like pure name sutra, actually is the Vimalakirti Nirdesa Sutra. That's the other name. So all of this mention about the self nature. Then to enlighten your own self, Buddha nature. So use your mind to realize your own Buddha nature. So that's the key point of the six patriarchs teaching. So don't seek at the faraway places, but observe your own mind.
然后从自己的心里面,
and from your own mind, find your original Buddha nature that is pure.
才叫的,
once you understand this,
悟自己的心,
then this is called you enlightened
悟自己的佛性,
to your own mind, or you enlightened
这个,
to your own Buddha nature.
这样子讲,
that's the key point here.
我们常常谈到,
we often
自信清净,
talk about that the self nature is pure.
那么自心清净, 什么是清净?
So what is pure?
我问大家什么是清净?
I'm asking all of you, what is pure?
就是反过来讲, 没有污染, 就叫做,
or we can say that it's uncontaminated.
污染的, 就不叫清净,
so if it's contaminated, then it's not pure.
每一个人, 那么就是从小啊, 从,
so each one of us, we live from we were small till now,
活到现在,
like me,
从小活到现在,
have lived from birth till now.
哪里去找自, 自己的清净, 自己原,
where do I find my original
因为这,
and pure self?
都是有颜色的,
so whatever you can see
耳朵所听到,
is colorful, and whatever you hear are made of all different sounds.
你心里所想的,
and whatever you think of
都是有一些妄念的,
are filled with
脑海里,
various thoughts. So our mind is filled with various thoughts.
那我们修行呢, 就是要去除这一些,
so by cultivating spiritually, we want to eliminate all these contaminations.
清净,
then that's called purity.
其实像莲行法师所讲的
actually like what Reverend Lin Xing talked about
刚刚他讲英文
she spoke in English
我是听了一半了
I listened
莲英
about half of it
快对不对他的英文也讲得蛮快的
and because she spoke quite fast
我英文呢差不多是初级
And my English is on the first grade,
可以听
so I speak.
像我
If you speak a bit slower, then I can understand.
这个法师啊，早上这个每周法师电视台每天早上
Every morning, the AATV at 8 a.m.
空中英文教学
There's this English class, English lesson.I'm in the beginner's level.
学得很慢，他讲要慢一点。
It has to be slow.
是学了一句。
So I learned.
Exercise your mind.
就是、so I've learned this.
运动你的脑筋。
So exercise your mind.
Exercise your body. 就运动你的身体。
Exercise your body.
哦，上回我是学了这个，我就讲这个。
That's what I learned the last time, so I'm saying this now.
他讲的，我是可以听得懂。
So I can understand what,
这个,
what is spoken at that television program.
啊，他。
But Master Lian Yin,
你要翻成中文啊，让师尊听得懂。
He said that, well, that needs to be translated into Chinese.So that Grandmaster can understand. So you think only I would not understand English?
听得懂吗?
And do you understand it? Do you understand English?
啊,好像
So as if Grandmaster would be the only one in the whole temple that did not understand English.
让师尊听得懂。
So he asked Reverend Lian Xing to translate into Chinese. Why didn't he talk about the other sister, about me?
So Lian Yin 上师讲话是有语病的，我是知道了。
So Master Lian Yin speech had some problem there. There's a hole there. But because he also praised Grandmaster and Sumo, well, okay. Now we will not haggle about that.
莲行法师他讲的
So what Reverend Lian Xing said
障碍
That she was unobstructed in her study in Buddhism
很多这个翻译组
Because there are many translators in the translation team Who's translated Grandmaster's books into English
那么也有很多人
So she can read those
他在学佛当中啊
And
他也这个有 translator
in her study there's also translators like during the Dharma teaching it's interpreted into English that she can understand so she has no obstructions in her studying of Buddhism
你懂得越多最好要懂得越多
you know in my opinion it's better not to understand too much because the more you understand the more impure you are, it's easier to be simple as a person. It's better to be simple. The more you know, the more troubled you would be. The less you know, the more pure you are.
所以为什么要闭关的原因是在这里。
That's the reason why we want to go into retreats. It's best not to know anything.
你只要寻求自己的内心的清净
You just seek the purity of your self nature
Knowledge
Or your own mind Many knowledge You don't necessarily need to know a lot of knowledge
看到什么你就学什么
Whatever that you come across then what, That's what you study
也不用
There's no need to be like that
这个简单讲一句，太空说它的重量有多重？它 能够载多少人。
Oh, the space shuttle has a certain weight, so it can carry how many people, and it needs so much
东西，用什么金属
fuel
来防止这个大气，
and has to be made of certain metal to minimize the friction in the space.
太空站去接轨。
And how to,
那么人本身在没有
to meet the shuttle, the station there, and without gravity,
有些知识啊,
how
不一定要去明白,
they can operate without gravity. So there are a lot of knowledge that we don't necessarily have to know, because that would create complexity in our mind.
就是专心学佛。
And in studying Buddhism, we need to focus, and without any obstructions.
六祖讲，你只要
讲。The six patriarchs said.
自信里面去找出。
As long as you look inside to find your original and pure mind, then you would be able to gain enlightenment.
懂得很多的知识。
Understanding.Too much knowledge, not necessarily a good thing.
反而业障越重。
And moreover, it would create more negative karma.
天天向上帝祈祷。
An older person
prays
to God every day and saying that my sins are grave.
带到天堂。
Please don't take me to heavens right away.
因为我的业重啊。
Because my sins are grave. I cannot enter into heaven. I might as well stay in the human world.
留在人间。所以他寿命很长。
So he lives for a long time.
他本上天堂，他罪业很重。
Because he cannot enter into heaven. So he lives a long life. You know, I'm telling you, the longer you live,the heavier your karma is.
这样子讲。
Well, I can't say that because there are many who are elderly here.
不能这样子讲。
Well, I can't say that. I can't say it that way.
这句话出来呢?
But why there's such a statement?
是降刚文化。
Because in this society, it's the culture of
什么叫降刚啊?
Of the brine solution.
韩国人的 kimchi.
You know, it's like the kimchi, like Korean kimchi.
是一个降刚啊。
You know that the society is like a huge kimchi pot.
把一个萝卜啊,
and
丢进去。
You buy a daikon, a white radish,
净的萝卜,
that is originally pure, and you throw it into the kimchi.Hot, then it would become
a
pickle. It would become a pickle. And it would be dyed and tainted. You know, the Korean kimchi or pickles, it was contaminated in the kimchi pot and it would become something else. So the Buddha nature of human beings are like this. Originally, it's pure. And then once thrown onto the world, as if in this pickle pot or the kimchi pot, and all of us become kimchi or the pickles. Now we are all pickles.
就是韩国人的 kimchi.
Which is also the Korean kimchi.
你原来的原来清净的本性在哪里？你自己。
So where is the original and pure nature? Think about it.
啊，佛性本来就是清净的。
So the Buddha nature is originally pure.
不要受污染的那一个原来的自心清。
The original self nature
原来的
that is not contaminated.
就是佛性。
That's the Buddha nature.
但是目前你要从你的这个根基当中
Now you need to
找出
seek
你的酱菜里面去找原来你自己
the original
的佛性
and your own self
实在是也
Buddha nature
不像所讲的
the current state of kimchi-ness That's not a simple matter, like what the six patriarchs said too.
这个莲印上师讲啊。
So Master Lin Yin.
其实真佛宗具有特色。
That True Buddha School is truly unique.
真佛宗的特色。
The uniqueness of True Buddha School is from the complex tantric Buddhist practices to be summarized into something brief and concise and become Dharma practices of the sudden sudden practices, so like long mantras or long visualizations, we make them into practices that are brief and concise.
入山昧地,
and some
就是在亲近你自己,
in entering into samadhi, in purifying yourself, we need to use the sudden practices, and the sudden practices are the enlightenment, and this is the uniqueness of True Buddha School.
很复杂的变成很单纯的。
We make the complex things into a simple things from myriad minds or thoughts into one mind and one thought.
妄念变成一念。
From many thoughts into one thought, using the simplest methods, simplest ways, and that's the uniqueness of True Buddha School. So that's the ways of the sudden enlightenment.
人本身有烦恼，莲音。
So I feel that as a human being, you would have troubles and worries, like what Master Lien Yin said. Even Grandmaster has troubles.
有一个是这样子的。
Like someone's asking for spiritual consultation.And all, like someone said that all he has are daughters. And as a Taiwanese, when we name children, there's a name that's called Jiao Di.
Jiao Di, he is a male, he is called Jiao Di.
So the daughter is being named Jiao Di, which means like the next one.It's a brother.
第二个，一出。
So this is one of his troubles. But on the second child, still a daughter.
再招。
And he named her another brother.
啊，第一个是招弟嘛。
The first one is like.
在招弟呀。
Next is a brother.
那第二个也是女儿，怎么？
But the second child is also a daughter. So saying like.
啊，第三。
Bring a brother.The third child,
又是女儿。
It's a daughter again.
实在是很累。
So he's so exhausted, and he still should name her another boy.
最后又出生了。
And the next child come, the fourth one,
又是女儿。
Another daughter.
他们烦恼就。
They're so troubled.
算了吧。
And said, that's it.
已经四个，现在
already four children.
要养四个小孩。
To bring up four kids.
已经不简单了。生子。
Three is not so easy. And now four.
再养的话。
Three is already not so easy. And now four.
最后一个。
They would not be able to afford it. So, the final one would be, this is the.
断了那个念头了。
It's the last one.
这个念头就不要再有了。
So they want to stop.
难的了。
The hope of having another boy, this of having a boy.
这是人生的烦恼。
That's troubles in a human life.
想生男的。
If you have a daughter, you want a son. If all you have are sons, then you want a daughter. As a Taiwanese, they would like to have a son.
就是台湾话。
So the first child, to say.
他这
the next one is a boy.
两字啊，我很欣赏。
So I really like this.
没有这个。
The last. Stop the thought. Stop the thought. You know, or
once
you stop your thought, then your troubles will go away.
今天我们要学这个。
So today, that's not, that's what we need to study.
我们真活秘法就是绝招。
So True Buddha Tantric Dharma is the last method or the last
要求的念头全部没
method, which is teaching us to stop all the thoughts. Like today, Grandmaster has no thoughts.
因为师尊已经是绝招了。
Because Grandmaster is already the last method.
我现在开的车是也是弟子送的，最好的车。
You know, the car I drive is offered
我住的房子
by my disciple. It's the best car.
最好的房子也是。
And my home is also not bad. It's also one of the best homes. It's also offered by my disciple. So I already have a place to live and I have a car.
这个人生嘛，要用钱的时候有钱。
So, as a human being, if we have money when we want to use money,
可以发。
Like Grandmaster has money to spend.
只是加油钱。
Although I don't spend much money, but I have money to spend on gasoline.
那吃饭啊
，and
也有人煮。
For meals,
那个
there are people who would cook.
也有供养。
And also the Seattle Litang Temple.
我还求什么？
Offered food.
师母也讲。
That's good. What else do I want?
我这个大老婆啊。
And 师母 said.
我师母啊。
师母。
我当作师母。
So like if I were 师母, she said.
服务你一生啊。
I was your first wife, serving you all my life.
我已经很殷
勤。I have.
尽了我这个大老婆的力量。
Use my best effort to serve you as the first wife.
大老婆已经很不错的了。
So.Such a first wife is already very good.
她自己讲她是大老婆。
She said that she's the first wife.
我没有讲我有小老婆。
I never said that I have a second wife or.
我是没有讲哦。
Concubine.
是她自己讲她是大老婆。
She's the one who said it. I didn't say it.
那这样子什么都有了。
So I have everything.
求什么？
So what else do I expect?
问你，求什么？那天在餐桌上
Please tell me what else
这个
The other day On the dining table Master De Hui said
还有啊
There's something else
诺贝尔奖啊
The Nobel Prize
我告诉你诺贝尔奖我是
But I'm telling you
我找我
I've stopped my thought on the Nobel Prize
根本从来没有去想
So I never even thought about of winning the Nobel Prize.
根本从来没有。
Never.
我现在呢，根本从来没有想什么。
Now I've never think of anything.
莲印上师讲啊，要让师尊。
So Master Lin Yin said.
身体健康。
We need to let Grandmaster continue to be healthy, to live long.
我从来没有想。想
I never thought
长寿两个字我从来没
I never think of living long
因为我知道啊
Because I know
大师啊
Kobudaishi
几岁六十二岁的时候啊
When he was 62
沙婆世界
He left the Saha world
另外还有几个祖师爷
And there are a few other lineage gurus
他就离开了
They left the world in their 60s Because the prime time of human life is in the 40s, 50s, and 60s.
就稍微老一点。
And 70s are considered slightly older. And in the 80s,
那就摇摇晃晃，那就
then you're wobbly already in your 80s.
我以前讲话，我知道我自己的国语啊，还讲的还。
I know that my Mandarin Chinese is quite fluent,
是很准
and my accent is also quite accurate.
你现在讲话
，And 师母 said,
就会
now in your speech,
不能把那个声音抓得很准。
Your pronunciation is not so accurate.
有时候会
and
脱线
，so sometimes it would slur.
这是什么原因呢
？So what reason is this？
我不清楚。
I don't know. I'm not.
我不想知道。
And I don't want to know.
你现在讲话就是这个样子。
So that's how I talk now.
快，而且很流利。
In the past, I speak fast and very fluent, like when I speak Mandarin Chinese. But now, sometimes in giving the Dharma teaching,
像这个念这个，
I would miss a few words.
之后这个舌头也
like saying the six patriarchs said, my tongue just doesn't follow.As well.
不知道是什么原因。
I don't know what the reason is, and I don't want.
总之，我现在也没有什么念头了。
So now I don't have any thoughts.
我既然没有求的这种念头的时候
，because I don't have any expectations, and because I don't have expectations, I would be more pure.
能够得到悟。
At this time, if you look inside, then you would gain enlightenment.If you have other thoughts, if you have other thoughts and you want to eliminate the contamination of this pickle pot, then that would be very difficult.
像大家还是问世,
so,
问世是,
many of you are still asking for spiritual cultivation. That's because you still have problems in your life.And Grandmaster used his best efforts to help alleviate your sufferings and your troubles. Troubles of your careers, of your health, of your lawsuits, of having children, of marriage.
啊，很多的。
Many.
这个儿子、孙子的烦恼。
Or troubles of their children and grandchildren.
我有女儿，鲁佛亲。
Grandmaster now has a daughter, Lu Foqing, and son, Lu Foqi. They're quite good. And two grandchildren.
Jaden,
they're quite good. Jaden is my grandson. He's short and small. So I said, when he finished his kindergarten,
一个人叫名字走出来,
they called the student one by one.
看到了,
and when he got up, all the parents said,
small, it's cute, so small.
All the parents said, so small, it's cute.
师尊现在也不管,
now, Grandmaster,doesn't care about that.
是长,
I don't care whether my grandson would become tall or short.
我不管,
I don't care.
他将来,
in the future,
会不会结婚,
whether he would get married,
读书读得怎么样,
how would his study,
他将来,
I would not care.
娶的老婆贤惠不贤惠。
Whether his wife would be a good wife,
I don't care.
Whether he would bear to my great grandchildren, I would not care. So the children would have their own fate and destinies. We will not slave for our children and grandchildren. So I have put this down.
那既然你在世间上你还求什么？
So what else do you ask for in this life? I have no expectation whatsoever.
And
because you don't expect anything, then you can gain enlightenment. Then you can become pure. In order to become a lineage guru, Master Lien Yin said that many tantric lineage gurus represent a period of 500 years, like Guru Padmasambhava.
差不多佛陀灭后，他就出生。
He was born about the time when Buddha Sakyamuni entered into Nirvana.
龙
须 Wabha also represented 500 years. Nagarjuna, Naruba represent a period of 500 years. Chongkapa, Guru Padmasambhava, from Guru Padmasambhava, Biwaba, Nagarjuna, Naroba, Chongkapa, it's just about 2500 years.
刚好是2500年。
So 2500 years.
所以这些祖师啊，五百年。
So all these lineage gurus,
五百年出现一个。
About every 500 years, a lineage guru would appear.
这个就是一个传承呢。
That's a lineage.
一个很单纯的一个字。
A very simple straight line lineage.
我们红教的有莲花生。
In Nyingmapa, the red sect, there's Guru Padmasambhava and the Mang Liao Ming.
这个花教的有。
And in the Sakya Park, that's the Piwapa.
跟那个
Guru Piwapa.
萨迦真空上师。
That's Master Sakya Zen Kong.
龙树呢
？And from Nagarjuna.
龙树呢？它有这个。到普方上师
，to Master 普方，
啊、哦，那洛巴
，and 那洛巴，
本身来讲，他是白教的
，that's the Kagyupa，the white sect，
大包法王
，that's the
中科巴
，Dharma King，
代表是黄教的
，and
图登达，
中科巴 represent the Gelugpa or the yellow sect，that's Master Dupten Dalji。
所以我们是所有的密教的祖师爷都是我们的
So all the lineage gurus of tantric Buddhism are lineage gurus of our school
这个就是清一色的一条直线
So that's a straight line
把所有的祖师爷集中成为一条
So we focus all the lineage gurus to become one line and descend upon your body.
显现的多种颜色
So the multicolors that appear in your body combine to become one color. If you study about colors and spectrums, you know. If you combine all the colors and you rotate it, then it would become white.
你拿掉一种颜色
and if you take away one color and you rotate it, then it would become black.
很奇怪的一件事情啊
That's a very strange thing. In the color spectrum,
集合起来旋转就变成白色
If you combine all of it and you rotate it, then it would become white.
一种颜色少
and if you take away one color and you rotate it, it would become black.
我们呢、啊，不用慧心的去看日月潭，
so, we don't need
因为我们就有闪咪咪。
Go to see the lake of the sun and moon in Taiwan because in Seattle we have Lake Sammamish.
日月潭的美跟闪咪咪。
The beauty of the lake of sun and moon in Taiwan is the same as the beauty of Lake Sammamish.There is no need to climb the Huang Sun in China. You can just climb the Rainbow Mountain at the Rainbow Temple. It's the same. They have the same pine trees.
我们彩虹山庄的松树难道也不是一绝吗
So the pine trees of Huang Sun are incredible, but...Aren't the pine trees at the Rainbow Mountains the same? There's no need to go so far away.
有一个小明啊
There's this
跟着父亲去
little John that followed his father to climb a mountain. And after climbing for 3 hours, they reached the peak.
你看嘛
And the father told the son,
你看我们看住的那个村庄
Look at the village
那么美
that we live in. It's so beautiful.
你看山下那些平原那么漂亮。
Look at the valley below the mountain, so beautiful.
小明就问他父亲。
And the little John asked his father.
那我们来爬山干什么
？Then why did we climb the mountain?
我们住的地方那么美。
The place we live is already so beautiful, and the valley
还来爬山
is so beautiful. Then why did we climb the mountain?
这个父亲呢，突然之间就答不出来。
And the father was speechless.
他就答不出来。
He could not answer.
他应该讲
He should have said,
上了高山顶你可以
Climbing a high mountain You can see that Your vision is a lot wider
我们今天呢、啊，只要看到自己心中的那一种美
So today if you can see the beauty in our own minds
一切都是美
Then whatever you see on this world would be beautiful
你开悟了以后啊
Once you're enlightened, that whatever you see in this world would be beautiful, you would live in a beautiful world and you will not be troubled anymore.
莲印上师讲，
九零 Master 莲印 said，
师尊的求啊，师尊的烦恼，都是为众生烦恼，没错。
What Grandmaster is asking and Grandmaster's troubles are for the sake of all sentient beings. That's right. Grandmaster never gets trouble for himself. If someone doesn't get what he asked for, that would become my trouble. Then I would ask to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas for them. Then it becomes the trouble of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas.
我不为自己求的。
I never ask for anything for myself.
我从来不为自己烦恼的。
And I never get troubles for myself.
烦恼就是为了众生烦恼的。
So my troubles are because of the sentient beings, or for the sake of sentient beings.
我有为自己求吗？没。
Did I ever ask for anything for myself?
Never. 我的烦恼就是为别人求。
My troubles are because I'm asking for others.
我说我烦恼何在？
Otherwise, where would my troubles be?
不是我的烦恼。
They don't belong to me.
我是为众生烦恼。
I'm just troubled.
这也是莲印上师讲。真的。
That's what Master Lin Yin said.
我也不求长寿。
I don't ask to live long.
其实我也不求健康。
I don't ask for health either. I live together with my illnesses.
如果我为我的身体烦恼，我也
If I get trouble because of my body, then I would be troubled. But I'm never troubled.
我跟我的病同在。
Because I live together with my illnesses.
师尊不会说没有病的永远健康的。
Grandmaster,
我有什么病
？It would be impossible for Grandmaster not to have any illnesses forever.
共苦。
But whatever illnesses or diseases I have, I would.Take it, I would unite with them and I would live together with them.
这样子才能变成
没有烦恼。And it would become troubleless. No trouble at all.
你哪里痛就跟痛同在吧。
And whichever part of your body is painful, then you live together with the pain. Or whichever part is sick,
这样子才能够变成
then you unite with the sicknesses.
才不会变成烦恼。
Then only this way you would become one.And you would be trouble-free. There's this joke that was submitted by someone.
在海上游泳，看到一个很奇怪的动物，他就问他。
There's a turtle that's swimming in the sea, and
到底是什么动物
？He saw an animal, a strange animal.
是龙。
What kind of animal are you? And
啊，龙是。
The animal answered, "I'm a dragon."
西雅图的这个龙神。
Dragon exists.Because I brought the dragon god to Indonesia to drop the raindrops there.
雪山有没有雪山
And I brought the god of Mount Rainier, the snow god,
请他一起去，结果
the snow goddess of Mount Rainier to Taiwan.
农场都下大雪
And it was snowing in Taiwan.
七星山
Even at the 七星山The mountains, 七星
山、
阿里山，
通通都下雪。清净农场都下雪。
清净农场，
就是一
the farm there, it was all snowing there.
清净农场下雪。
That was the first time.
就是我把雪山女神。
It was snowing in Taiwan.
我把这个
at that farm there, farmland there, because I brought the snow goddess from Mount Rainier there.
下大雨。
And when I brought the dragon god of the Seattle Temple to Indonesia, it was raining hard after a 4-month drought in Indonesia.
做完法会15分钟
4-month drought in Indonesia. About 10 minutes after the ceremony in Indonesia.
那小海龟在海里面遇到
So when the little turtle met a dragon, in the ocean,
说他从来没有看过龙
he said he never saw a dragon before.That was the first time. He also never saw a dragon.
那小海龟
So the little turtle has a long life. Eventually he became a big turtle. And one day he saw a dragon again.
这个龙是原来的那个龙完全没有变
The same dragon that he saw earlier.
这个也很奇怪吧哈
Didn't change at all.
因为龙本身
The dragon
龙的神力
Doesn't change
神的一种
Because the dragon is a kind of God. And in Buddhism, a dragon embody a power. He has a power.
啊，龙神是很有 power 的。
Dragon God is very powerful.
条龙还是岩兰。
So the turtle saw the dragon that looks exactly the same as before.
是什么龙啊？为什么你老是那么年轻
？And he asked, "What kind of dragon are you? Why are you always so youthful? You never change."
一个大海龟呢
？That I've changed to become a big turtle, and you're still that young.
回答。
And the dragon answered.
当然懂。
This can only be understood by Taiwanese. It's polystyrene, but in the Taiwanese transliteration, it's like the poly dragon. Polystyrene.
这个龙本身啊，它龙本身它有变化的。
Because dragon
变得很年轻
can change to become very youthful.And he can stay youthful forever.
本身是变的，所以龙啊也可以。
That dragon basically can change.
它清净。
So we can say that dragon is pure.
是不变的。
Because purity does not change. As a human being, we grow old, but our mind don't grow old.
不是这个意思。而是你的心的清净，原来的本性。
Saying that, you know, people
不会变化
，stays young even when they grow old. But the original mind, doesn't change, and this is called pure.
今天呢，我教大家射箭。
So today, these days, I'm asking all of you to shoot arrows on enlightenment.
为什么我不讲出来
？Why didn't I say it?
因为开悟很容易。
Because it's easy to be enlightened.
大家都懂了。
Once I say it, everyone would understand.
那全部都一下子就。
Then everyone would be enlightened immediately.
所以我不讲，因为太容易。
That's why I don't say it because it's too easy.
所以我。
You would understand once it's said. That's why I don't say it.
那有一点我也不想讲。
There's another point.
因为太难了。
I would not say because that's too difficult.
为什么太容易又太难了？
So why is it too easy and too difficult? Because it's really too hard.
说不定
Because once I say it, maybe you still would not understand. So maybe it's best not to say it.
太容易了，我也不讲。
I don't say it because it's too easy, and I don't say it because it's too difficult.
所以开悟不能讲。
That's why enlightenment cannot be talked about.
那开悟要自己去开悟。
You need to gain the enlightenment on your own.
你差一点。
I can only point to you.
你还差一段。
There's only this small distance, or this distance, or this far distance. You're close to it.
你非常近。
Or you're very close.
非常非常近。
Or very, very close.
你差一点。
Or just a bit different.
只能跟你讲这个样子。我再给你点一下。
Just with one point.You would be enlightened. You would be enlightened.
那么师尊今天讲这个，
所以你的
本性是自
净的，
原来的佛性是自净。
That your self nature, the original Buddha nature, is pure.
如何豁然
？And how you would immediately open your mind and immediately gain enlightenment?And regain your original Buddha nature.
我能不能讲呢？不能。
Can I say it? No, I cannot say. That's why I can only say, I am sorry.
对不起。
Sorry.
是礼貌性。
是礼貌性。
真的，我只能够讲这样子。
That's all I can say.
So sorry. 对不起。非常的对不起。
I am so sorry. Yes.
是你吗先我只能够这样子讲。
That's all I can say.
因为开悟是不能讲的。释迦牟尼佛都没有讲。
Cannot be spoken. Even the Buddha Sakyamuni did not speak.
几个开悟的祖师都没有讲。
And several of the enlightened lineage masters also did not talk. I cannot.
啊， 今天是万圣节。
So today it's Halloween.
希望大家万圣节快乐。
I wish you a happy Halloween.
Mani Pemihong.
Oh, Mani Pemihong.